Hello, lovely listeners. How are you guys doing today? I always feel like when I'm recording this, I'm just having a chat with my best friend. Hopefully you feel like that too. Supposed to be super informal, and just chatty and obviously value rich. So, we did an episode recently about the brain and how it's our number one time tool. And if you haven't listened to that episode already, you are going to want to listen to it before this one. And today, what I'm really going to be talking with you about is directly how your brain impacts your results in what we inside Time Hackers call the time brain model. Now, the time brain model is not something I made up, it's based off of cognitive science, and there's lots of research around it and behind it. So, what we do, as we do with everything, is simplify, think about what's the least amount of information for the most amount of impact, and support our clients to create results using that. So we're very familiar with the brain and not just how it operates and experiences our use of time, but how we learn. The very first module inside Time Hackers is how to make the most out of this program, because even that is something we're not really taught. So we use our expertise of the brain around how it impacts the decisions you make and how you use your time. And we also apply that in the ways that we teach. So this is giving you a little bit of an insight into some of the tools inside the paid Time Hackers program and some of the tools that we teach to our corporate clients, to the teams that we work in, to we work with, and to the organizations and communities globally that we support. So that's what we're doing here. And today I really want to talk with you about the BAR model. So the BAR model is very simple. Hopefully I'm going to explain it well, because I've just realized I'm explaining it without visuals. But let's go, roll with me, and you maybe want to grab a pen and a piece of paper at certain points, and you can draw the BAR model out. And if you want to send it me on Instagram and have me check it, then that would be fine too. But essentially, and actually, I'm just thinking maybe we'll post something on Instagram so you guys can see it. So we're at timehackers.xyz on Instagram, same as our website. So you can go there and check out the BAR model. So I'll make sure we have something there for you. Anyway, enough to say, the BAR model has nothing to do with going and having a pint or a glass of wine, although you might want to do that with this podcast. Sometimes, like I said, it feels like I'm just sat chatting to a friend, so go ahead. But this is not about going into a bar. It's not about bar weights or any of those other things. It's really a three-step framework for understanding how the sentences in our brain produce and impact directly the results that we create. So, and this is obviously copy written for our organization, so you can feel free to use it or talk about it. We do ask that you mention us. Anyway, so we have beliefs, and beliefs are just thoughts in our brain that we've thought over and over again. And there's lots of different estimations on how many thoughts we have every single day. But it goes up to like 40,000, 60,000. So, side note, if you think you are an overthinker, you are probably just a real life thinker, thinking 60,000 thoughts a day, like all the humans. So, we have all of these thoughts, and thoughts that we think over and over again turn into beliefs, right? So initially I might think, oh, like I'm looking at myself in the video, and my big curly hair is out, so let's go there. So initially I might think, oh, like actually, so I grew up not liking curly hair, and I might have a thought one day that's like, actually, I like how my curly hair can just dry itself and it's really easy to handle in the sun. It's a shame I live in rainy England, but side note. And then the next time I can say, actually, I like my hair. I like that it's like uncontrollable or wild and kind of reflects my personality. And another time I can say, I like how it's low maintenance actually, because it's curly, you can't really see when it's like the ends need cutting or whatever it is. And what you can see happening slowly is I'm having more thoughts that all support the wider belief that is, I like my hair. Now, I know this is a really lighthearted example, and I like doing that on purpose, because sometimes when it feels like something really close to us, or something we should already be believing, then we start to be in our brain instead of being in the learning brain. And I just really encourage you to be in the learning brain with these podcasts. And of course, if you're listening to my Time Hackers, or in our one-to-one programs, or our corporate clients, then you also know this too. So we have these beliefs, and beliefs are not just thoughts like, I could eat something now. It's like a deeper belief. It's a recurring thought or thinking pattern happens over and over again. So a big one that people come to me with is, I have too much to do and not enough time, or I'm really disorganized, or I'm not good with my time, or I don't know where to start, or I've got too much going on. These are very normal beliefs that people come into my world, into my programs, thinking. Now, the issue is, so that's the B. The B is all around what we are believing. So it's not just our thoughts, right? Like I said, we had 60,000 thoughts every single day. If every single thought mattered, we'd be going back and forth and back and forth all day long. We'd never actually live through any of them. And that's why we want to focus on our beliefs. So what are you believing? And even it's a really good question to think, like, what do you believe about you? What do you believe about time? What do you believe about your week this week and what you're capable of? What do you believe about your work environment? You really can just ask that question to discover your beliefs. Like, what do I believe about dot, 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 insert anything? And that's going to be a great way to uncover your beliefs. Now, once you've done that, the next thing that you want to do is start thinking about, and this is the tool. So your beliefs drive your actions. Your beliefs drive your behaviors, right? So your beliefs drive your actions. They drive your inactions. So for example, I'm believing I've got too much to do. That is going to impact how I behave, what I do and what I don't do, different than if I have the belief I have plenty of time. So just really thinking about what am I believing, right? And then what action and inaction is that driving? And I'm going to run through a live example with you. So bear with me. I just want to teach the bar model first. So we have beliefs driving our actions, and our actions are driving our results, right? We know that already. It's kind of like even to think about a workout, right? Like I go to the gym, I lift weights in order to get muscly arms, for example. So that action is the producer of our results. But what most of us start there, and what I'm saying is, look at the belief that's driving it too. Okay, so what we do and don't do directly impacts our results. If I, don't reply to an email about a job offer, then I don't get that job. Very simply put. So our beliefs drive our actions drive our results. BAR, bar model, not complicated, very simple. So what you want to do once you've listed out your beliefs about something, and again, it can be about you, it can be about work, it can be about a colleague, it can be about a goal, it can be about anything. So whatever your belief is, sorry, whatever your list of all your different beliefs is, you want to read through them and just really check, is that a thought or a belief? Like, is that kind of flippant, lighthearted, or is that the root? Like, is there a recurring belief that's happening there? So I'll give an example. When you ask, what am I believing about this work project? You might say, like, it's going to be hard, there's too much to do. Like, there could be a lot of narrative where the core belief ends up being, like, I don't know how to do this. I don't know how to do this project. I don't even know where to get started. And therefore, really, the core belief is, I can't do this project, right? So there might be lots of different drivers, and you can explore any of them, but I do encourage you to lean back into, like, what's the strongest belief here? What's the strongest narrative that covers a few of them? And by the way, if you are in our one-to-one coaching program, this is a tool you can use with your coaches. If you're inside Time Hackers, of course, you can use this tool with us, with written support, with live coaching support. And if you are one of our corporate clients or want to become one of our corporate clients, this is a specific tool that our coaches will use with you and help you perfect. So if the belief is, I can't do this project, then it makes sense. In terms of actions and inactions, we can probably predict that we are not going to do it. We are going to procrastinate. We're going to focus on other things. We're going to be the best email responder that ever existed because emails feel easy in comparison. We might complain to our peers, to our friends. We might compare ourselves to other people that seem to be getting on with things. We might worry about what the result is going to be of us not being able to do the thing. We might try something and then fail and then just quit and hide it under the carpet and feel even worse and retreat even more. We might just avoid it completely. Okay. So you can really see how if we think I can't do something, it's very challenging for you to then do it. Your brain, highly motivated to keep you alive, we spoke about this last time, is going to put sentences in your brain to stop you from doing it. And the result that you create is that you can't do it, you don't learn how to do it, and you get stuck. Okay. Now, what I want you to notice is the result proves the original belief true. So the bar model is actually a triangle, right? So it's B to A, upward, upward. Beliefs drives our actions. Actions drive our results. That's the second part of the triangle. And then our results equal our beliefs. So that's the bar model. And it just gives you a really solid understanding of why you aren't doing the things and connects your brain to your actions, to your results in a really simple, clear way so that we're not confused and we can't pretend we don't know why we're not doing the thing. We have to know why we're not doing something in order to get it done. We cannot pretend that we don't know what's happening. We cannot pretend. This like it's a strategy your brain will employ, by the way, to be like, I don't know why I'm not doing it. I'm just not doing it. Now you know why. Follow these steps. What am I believing about this? Pull out a belief, see what actions and inactions are going to come from that, how you are behaving, and see what result that's producing, and see that your result will always prove the initial belief true. So that's the BAR model. It's a time brain-based model from inside Time Hackers. Our coaches are experts in supporting you to use it in a way to understand why you aren't getting things done and get things done, right? This is a tool. We're not just going to leave you, and we don't just leave you with understanding why you're not doing things. Although sometimes that alone for lots of our clients and coaches is already like an, oh, I can see what's happening and I'm not going to fall for it. Kind of like we've lifted the curtain or lifted the veil. So that can happen too. And of course, we can use our brain and use this knowledge to intentionally build beliefs that support us, our goals, getting things done, achieving more faster, having, more productivity, and having more fun. That too. So that's a little bit today of an inside scoop inside Time Hackers. If you want to delve further into that tool and that resource, then you can get coached by one of our expert coaches. The link will be in the show notes. You can, of course, become a Time Hacker. It's a lifetime access program with all trainings, videos, tools, workbooks, bonuses. I mean, you've heard from people on here. I don't need to tell you about the impact of the program. You already know it's going to transform your life if you are ready to do so. Or if you are part of an organization and you know that you, your team, your people, your HR, would love support and expertise around time and productivity and efficiency, then get in touch. We will leave an email in the show notes too. That's it from me. Have a wonderful week. Go play with your BAR model. I will see you guys next time. Bye.
Hey, if you want to get 5 hours a week back minimum for life, then I want to invite you to join Time Hackers. It's this podcast on speed where you'll get access to time hacking tools not shared on the podcast. You'll get access to my proven process for hacking your time to get 5 hours back every week at least. It's also my favorite place to hang out. And will be yours too as you connect with other time hackers, where you'll get celebrated, supported, and coached, of course. You are a time hacker. This is where you belong. Head to vickilouise.com/group. I can't wait to see you there.